What I want to talk to you for a few moments this morning is having an eternal mindset. And having an eternal mindset is something that is extremely important and vital to have, especially in the society that we live in today. There are so many people that are consumed in the temporal matters that they forget about the eternal matters, that those things that never end. And I believe as we get older, we realize just how important eternity is. I can tell you, when I was a little boy, I would often try to sometimes think about eternity, but I really couldn't. And even today, I can't really comprehend it, but I'm starting to understand a little bit more about the importance of eternity. And as I get older, I understand that, but there's always a danger when you get older to forget about the things that are eternal. Maybe you remember the first time you bought a car. The first time you went to high school when you graduated high school. Maybe you remember the first time going to college and paying some bills. And I want to tell you, I'm only 22 years old. And I've gotten a little taste of bills, but I know there's going to be a lot more bills to come. Maybe you remember the time when you graduated high school. Maybe you remember getting married. Maybe you remember having kids and seeing them live their lives. Maybe you remember having grandkids. You see, as we go throughout our life, there's so many different responsibilities, and they increase as we get older. And those things are very important and should hold high value in our hearts. But I want to ask you, are they most important? Eternity should be most important. We should never forget the eternal matters, having an eternal mindset. Because all these things are important, but they're not near as important as eternity. And this morning, what I want to talk to you for a few moments about is how we should have an eternal mindset and why we should have an eternal mindset. And the first thing I want to do is look at why should we have an eternal mindset? Why should we focus on those things that are eternal? If you'd like to follow along, the verses will be up here. In 2 Peter chapter 3, in verse number 10, it says, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up." I want to ask you a question this morning. What's the point in focusing on eternal things? I'm sorry, temporal things, when they're all going to be burned up. What's the point? They're all going to be burned up one day. They're all going to come to an end. Now, I have a rope here as an illustration, and I promise not to whack any of you when I do this, but I feel like this would help me understand eternity a little bit more, and hopefully it'll help you. I want you to imagine that this rope never ends. It goes on forever, and I couldn't find a rope on Amazon that never ended, so I just got this one, but... So I want you to imagine that this rope goes on forever. It just keeps on going. It never ends. And that it represents eternity. Now, I want you to imagine that this black spot on this rope right here represents your life. This black spot represents your life. Now I want to ask you, what's the point? What's the point in focusing on this little black spot right here? When we have all of eternity that goes on forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and it never ends. What's the point? I think a lot of times that we forget that when we go throughout our lives, when we go to our job. You know, we will always want to work up our way to the top of the rankings in our job, and that's fine. That's a good thing to do and strive for. But a lot of times we get distracted and we focus on that too much. I also think about politics. Now, I want to say before I mention about this, I think it's very important that we want the best for our country, that we want to help our country, and we have a job to do, and that's to spread the gospel in our country. So we should care about our country and each other's souls. But however, I think a lot of times we get so invested in the politics that it takes away our eternal mindset. It corrupts our eternal mindset to a temporal mindset. And I want to tell you that one day, there's no parties. It's going to be all ended. Everything's going to be burned up, and it's not going to matter anymore. When you stand before Jesus on Judgment Day, do you really think He's going to care what party you were in? He's going to care if you served him or not and thought about eternity. That's what he's going to care about. Do you really think he's going to care about having a bachelor's degree? Probably not. You see, all these temporal things are going to be burned up. So therefore, we need to remember eternity. Not temporal things. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 35, it says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." Jesus tells us plainly here, focus on those things that are eternal. His words will never pass away. That's something we can always hold on to and to focus on and have a mindset over, is those things that are eternal. Secondly, what I want to look at is why we should have an eternal mindset is because it aids us in affliction. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, it says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while he looked not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. When we focus on eternal matters in the midst of trial, it shows us just how light affliction it really is, doesn't it? And I want to tell you, I've been blessed in this life. I haven't had to go through many troubling times, but I know that for most people, as they get older, affliction just comes and comes again and comes again. And those of you that understand this, as you get older, affliction coming, you know that when you focus on eternity, it makes that affliction light, doesn't it? Because remember, it's just a little blob in the road. The weight of eternity is higher than that of our affliction. If we look to those things that are eternal, we will have aid when trials and afflictions come our way. And there's a man that is a lot like you and I that went through the exact same thing. And that man was Moses. And I want to read just a couple of scriptures, a couple of verses about this man. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26, it says, "By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasure in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward." Moses was in the same situation we're in today, wasn't he? He was afflicted in ways we can't even comprehend. But he didn't complain. He focused on eternity, you see. What about you? What about you in your life? When affliction comes your way, what do you focus on? We need to be focusing on those things that never end. You see, Moses had to suffer affliction, chose to suffer affliction, rather than to fall in the trap of sin because he had an eternal mindset. In your affliction, what do you turn to? God is the only one that will ever satisfy your needs. The flesh is always after sin. It always wants to sin. But when we focus on eternal things, we focus on God, and we'll be satisfied. So I believe that's why we should have an eternal mindset, is those two things, is because all temporal things will be burned up, so it's useless to focus on the little blob in the road. And it'll aid us when affliction comes our way. But I want to tell you, if you can't have an eternal mindset, then everything that we've talked up to this point doesn't matter. It's useless. So that's why I want to talk about how we should have an eternal mindset. How can we focus on eternal matters? In Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21, it says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." I told you at the beginning of the sermon that about a year and a half ago, I moved to Amarillo, Texas. And I'll tell you the real reason why. And I understand that Michaela has some family here, so, you know, forgive me. But that was one of the reasons why. I don't mean to make anybody blush this morning. I hope we're all mature enough to not blush. But that was one of the reasons I moved here. I started talking to her at the brotherhood meeting or so before that, which was, I guess, a month or so. And she was one of the main reasons I came to WT, and which is West Texas A&M. And I'm very thankful for her, and I cherish her every day. And she's just my girlfriend, so I'll stop talking about that. And another reason why I came to WT was because of education. And if any of you have been to school, you understand that it gets really expensive. So that's one another reason I came. But the point in saying all this is there were some challenges for me. I could focus on Michaela, and I'm very thankful for her, and she's a blessing in my life, but I could focus on her, and I could focus on education for the rest of my life. And that would only do me so much good. But I need to focus on eternity. And I don't know your life, but you do. And I want to encourage you to be thankful for your spouse and to be thankful for your job and everything that's going well in this life, but do not ever forget eternity. That's the only way to focus on eternity, is to put that as your top priority. It's to prioritize that as number one. If there's anything above eternity, then that's not good. There's a problem. And you will never have an eternal mindset. We need to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt. That's where we need to focus on, because that's where our heart will be. And our heart needs to be set in eternal things. Once again, this idea is mentioned in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. It says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." Why do we not need to set our affection on things on the earth? Because those are all going to come to an end. Brothers and sisters, if there's nothing else you can take away from the sermon, take away that. All temporal things are going to be burned up. And if we're going to focus on those temporal things for the rest of our lives and on our deathbed, then we're going to have to be burned up with those things one day. Remember that. We need to seek those things which are above and not on the earth. I want to ask you, what do you care most about in this life? What do you care most about? You know, I want to tell you, in my life, there's been many times that I look back and I wasn't focused on the things I should be. I didn't care most about the things I should. And I hope for you in your life, God is who you care most about, and that you focus on eternity. And that's what you care most about in your life. In Matthew 6, verse number 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Another way I think we can focus on eternal matters and how we can do so is being surrounded by those who are eternally minded. In Proverbs chapter 13 and verse number 20, it says, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Once again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 33, it says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." And that word communication literally means companionship, those who we surround ourselves with. When I was a young boy, a lot of times I wouldn't be surrounded by the greatest people in the world. I would be at school a lot of times, Monday through Friday, and I would be surrounded by people that were just constantly cussing, showing inappropriate images, just doing all these sinful actions. So when I came to church Wednesday and Sunday, it really helped rejuvenate me and to get my mindset back on track, because I was around brothers and sisters in Christ. And the point I'm trying to make is, when are we around our brothers and sisters in Christ? I want to encourage you to not only spend time with your brothers and sisters here on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, and Wednesday nights. We need to be with our brothers and sisters outside of these doors as well, because Satan is after us and this world is after us constantly. And if we're going to be around bad people, those that are constantly doing bad, then we're not going to be focused on eternal things. Now, I understand we need to be in the world, spreading the gospel and teaching the gospel. But be careful, brothers and sisters. Don't get caught up in the trap, because everybody out there in the world has a temporal mindset. And you need to have an eternal mindset. Who do you surround yourself with? I think a couple ways is by being with one another, like I said in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. In Acts chapter 2 and verse number 42, it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. One way we can be together is to fellowship with one another, not only here, but outside the church building doors. Having an eternal mindset is something that we must do for ourselves. It's not something that God's just going to give us. It's something that you have to make a choice right now to do. And there are so many opportunities to get caught up in temporary matters when we should be focused on eternal matters. So I want to encourage you this morning to make that decision to focus on eternity. No matter where you're in life, if you're a little boy, if you're one of the oldest people here, to focus on eternity and never, ever forget that, because one day you will stand before your Savior and He will know what you've been focusing on. And all those things in this life will be behind you and they'll be burned up. They will no longer be in existence, but you will be before your Savior on Judgment Day. And I don't want us to forget that. I want us to also not forget that we're living in a temporal world right now. It's very important that we obey God while we still have the time. The decisions we make during our temporal life will determine where we spend eternity. Earlier, you might have remembered me using this illustration. And we talked about this blob in the road. And we talked about how this really doesn't matter in comparison to eternity. But I want you to know that every single decision that you make in your life, and this little blob will determine where you spend the rest of eternity. The very decisions you make in this life will determine that. One thing you might not know is when you're going to pass away from this life. God knows when this black spot's going to end, but you don't. God knows when Jesus will come back, but you don't. So I want to encourage you this morning to live every day like it's your last. This might be the last opportunity you have to come to Christ. This might be the last opportunity for you to repent of your sins. It's time to make things right. It's time to come to the Lord. It's time to focus on eternal things. Is your focus on things eternal? And have you decided to follow Jesus? It's a decision you need to make right now. I want to ask you to get your songbooks out. We're going to sing the song of invitation. I want you to understand that there's no better thing than having hope of eternal life. There's no greater thing in this entire world. As soon as you leave these church building doors, you might die, but that will be just fine because you have Christ and you have hope. And if you don't die, you can go to bed tonight and rest your head on your pillow knowing you are saved and knowing that you have an eternal home waiting for you. And there's no greater thing than that. And the worst thing you can do is to die in your sins. And you know where you're at in your life, and so does God. And I want to encourage you to make that decision right now to come to the Lord. And He will forgive you of your sins, whether you're a Christian or whether you haven't taken the steps to become one.